Hello, welcome to Healthcare University. It's Sunday. I'm Susan Crosby. This episode is Coronavirus Part 2. Since I last recorded, which wasn't very long ago, this virus has taken over our world, literally. You know, now all sports are canceled. All schools are closed. The grocery stores are, it's like Armageddon. I don't know. People are panicking, buying up whatever they can. You know, I think we all just need to calm down a little bit and just chill out. You know. It's getting a little crazy. So if we could all just kind of take a deep breath and just relax for a minute, that would be really good. I know we hear about the news, it's new cases every day and new changes and state of emergency and all this stuff. And so, of course, it's going to cause a panic. You know, people are dying. Italy is closed everything, basically. So I am still sick. So considering, and I haven't been able to get tested because they're not testing enough people, first of all. Yeah, it's good to stay away, certain feet away from people. But I think one of the biggest problems is they're not testing enough people. There's probably so many people out there that have this virus that are not being tested, which is just going to make it 10 times worse. If you think it's bad now, wait, a month or two. And I think it's going to double or triple or quadruple or more the number of cases. I love how they say, oh, well, in April, we're going to have Disneyland closed for 2 weeks or whatever. I don't know why they think in April this thing is going to just blow away in the wind. Unfortunately, I think it's just the beginning, but who am I? I'm just a citizen, So maybe they have some magic thing that they know about, I don't know. But I don't think in April we're going to be worse than we are now. So anyways, I am still sick. So I went to... And my symptoms are, I haven't had a fever. So, of course, they don't want to test me because I'm like, oh, well, you don't have a fever. I'm like, well, okay. but I do have, severe heart failure. I have asthma. And I have a cough. And I have shortness of breath. So, I called my cardiologist, and they're like, well, you need to go to the ER. I'm like, that's where the sick people are. I don't really want to go there. But, of course, I ended up going there last night because I'm like, this was ridiculous. I was supposed to do cardiac rehab, and that is where you go and exercise under the doctor's supervision. They put these electrodes on your heart and see how you're doing when you're walking. And that's kind of my treatment plan, is hopefully we can strengthen the heart a little bit. So that's kind of all I have right now. So I actually went there, and going back a little bit, I went to cardiac rehab, and they said, because I told them I had been sick and missed a couple days. They said, have you been tested for the virus? I said, well, no. They said, well, you need to go home. Basically, I got kicked out of class. before class started. And so then I said, well, then I called my doctor and they won't test me. And then they're like, well, call the Oregon Health Authority, which was a joke because you can't get through to anybody and they don't know anything anyways. I mean, it's all like, oh, here's 211. I know, Daisy. So then I went to, so last night I went to the ER because I'm like, I need to get cleared so I can exercise, which they end up canceling the class anyways. But anyways, so I went to the ER and to put on my mask and everything. And so I just took a chest x-ray and did blood work, and then they took a swab, a nasal swab, to see if I had the flu. So that, basically, I guess you have to be cleared of the flu or negative flu before I could get tested for this other, for the virus. So they did, and the flu was negative. So then I did another nasal swab for the virus. So now we wait. So they send me home. And now I'm home. So I'm just sitting around waiting. You know, and I really wonder how many people are waiting, you know, out there who have the virus. Either they don't know it or they haven't gotten tested because they can't, because they're not high risk or whatever. Or sick enough, or, you know, I think that, oh, this is a big problem. You know, they send you home. Oh, okay, well, just wait around for the test. Okay, well, I guess. So I'm staying at home, you know, because I don't want to get other people sick if I do have it. So, yeah, so that's where we are. We're sitting around. So, yeah, so I think that I'm just frustrated because, you know, I hear in Australia what they say Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have it. And my friend was like, well, you can get a drive-through test in Australia. I'm like, oh, I mean, anyone who wants to be tested should be tested. If you want to be tested and you don't feel good, you should be able to have the test. You shouldn't have to, you know, move mountains, you know, to get tested. It's ridiculous because you're just causing more harm than good because there's so many people that aren't getting tested that probably have it. So anyways, that's my soapbox for today. So I'm trying to stay positive. If I'm not freaking out, then I don't think anyone else should be. Because, you know, I am very sick. My heart is very sick. So, I'm already, you know, it's already not good. So, but I'm not really too worried about it. You know, I'm just like, okay, well, if I have the virus, I have it. And then we'll see what, you know, happens. If I get really sick, then I'll go to the hospital. I mean, yeah, I'm worried for sure about it damaging my heart even further, about me, you know, dying from this, which I won't be happy about. Of course I won't be happy. But, you know, my time is already shortened, and I'll be really mad if I have this virus, which is already limiting my enjoyment time. I can't travel. I can't, you know. So those darn virus. So anyways, I know it's not really funny, but we kind of have to have some humor about it because, you know, we have to lighten it up a little bit. You know, if you're sick, stay home. I think most people will get a mild illness. You know, I think we just need to be smart and Don't freak out. You don't need to hoard supplies. There'll be enough for everybody if you don't take all of them. Of course, people are take advantage of things, and I hope there won't be a lot of crime and looting and all this other things, which always seems to happen in times of crisis. Anyways, I hope you all will stay healthy and happy, and do your best to get through this crisis. Watch a funny movie or try and take your mind off it. I know it's hard. I feel like we all should live in a bubble. I'm in a Lifetime movie or something. That's like one of those disaster movies, you know. But that's kind of what it feels like. But anyways, so, you know, I'll let you know what happens. If I get more symptoms, I'll let you know. Daisy's going to say hi, too. Are you going to say hi, just Prince? Anyways, I hope you have a great day, and use your hand sanitizer. Okay, bye.